Welcome back, folks, to the end of our show, The Disco Musical Adventures. I'm Adrian.
I'm Anthony. Adrian's all refreshed from his nap in the last segment and ready to hear some village people.
That's right.
All right, here we go. Go west.
Where the skies are blue.
And we're back, folks. That was the
Tramps.
Yes.
With Disco Inferno. Before that, we heard Gino. What's his last name?
Vanelli. No. Sochu.
Okay, with Try It Out from the Montreal disco scene. And kicked it off with the Village People's version of Go West. Pet Shop Boys covered that one in the 90s, and in my opinion, did a way better job.
I did know it was a cover when the Pet Shop Boys did it. I took a listen for about 5 seconds to the Village People version and just said no and moved on. Although I am a fan of the Village People. I think they're great, just not on that one.
Yeah, I agree. The Pet Shop Boys just happened to have done it a lot better.
Yeah.
But anyway, one of the things we were talking about, so while the Tramps was playing, their album cover came up, and there's 11 people on that album cover. I'm sitting here talking to Adrian. It's like, oh my goodness, how would you make money? Well, like, how many albums would you need to sell? How much touring would you need to do to make a living as an 11-person unit?
The answer is unequally. You'd make money unequally. You know, there's lots of stories from back in the day, but people used to have large bands that they travel with. James Brown was one of them, and there's stories out there about how, you know, people got underpaid, people kind of were moving in and out. There's a few people sort of who tried to keep along for a longer period of time, but normally it was a little bit of a meat grinder in that industry.
Wow. All right, well, that is the end of our adventure in disco.
Very nice.
All right.
Thank you very much for listening, folks, and tune in next time.
Yeah, be good to each other.